Would you like some sugar?
Yes, please. Yeah.
And any, is there any animals?
Yeah, but he's okay.
Is he?
Yeah.
Any toiletries or anything?
I was working full time. Everything was perfect. And lost my job and financially in difficulties. So that's what brings me to the food bank. I personally know the food bank from previous jobs where I've come here and brought other people here for this need, and they've been a great support here, so that's why I've come here and felt comfortable. Doesn't matter all walks of life, that the food banks have always been there to help and supportive. It can be embarrassing, but I'm looking at it at the respect of it, this can happen to anyone and there should be no shame, so that's why I will come here, despite how it may make me feel inside. At the end of the day, I'm going to come here and get support.
If you'd like some nice bread.
Yeah, I love bread, cheese on toast.
There will be some sliced bread anyway, but this is really lovely.
Yeah.
What I call quite...
I'm Duncan, I'm the food bank manager, and I've been working here for about 6 years. Whenever we see customers coming in, we give them a basic pack of food that is all tins and packets, which lasts about 3 days. But then on top of that, we provide a whole range of fresh foods as well, so fresh fruit and vegetables. We also provide bread, we provide potatoes, and we also provide a range of chilled foods like fresh milk, fresh meats, and all sorts of cheeses, etc. So a person coming here would typically go away with at least a week's worth of food. The number of people we help in a typical week is around about 100 people a week, which is around about 400 to maybe even up to 500 a month. In the last year, we fed over 5,600 people. That includes children as well.
They can help with, obviously, with foods, toiletry needs. They can also signpost with helping with paperwork. They can even give, like, utensils and things like this as well. So it's a great help with what they can provide here. This is very important at this stage because obviously of my circumstances have got drastically switched, you know, 100% turnaround to being providing for my own self to then struggling to buy a loaf of bread. So this has been so important and it's a much needed service.
All right, Mike. How are we doing down here today in the storehouse? Have you been busy?
Very, very busy today. In fact, we've run out of some stock.
Yeah, and I think we, as you say...
My name's Gary Knott. I'm the Chief Executive Officer for the Michael Roberts Charitable Trust, which coordinates the work of Harlow Food Bank. We give out around about 7 tonnes of non-perishable food every month. Most of that food goes to people in crisis, so it's sorted and distributed here at our warehouse, our storehouse, and then given out at our satellite centres. We're seeing significant increases, which is quite concerning. I mean, about 5,500 people we fed in the last financial year, which is a massive increase to the year before when we fed just over 4,100. So there's significant increases in referrals. If you look over the statistics, a third of those are children. And if you look across the country, other food banks, it's about the same. So there's a lot of families that are really struggling. I mean, about 25% of children in Harlow are living below the poverty line. They've now rolled in 6 benefits into one benefit of universal credit. Once someone applies, they've got a 5-week wait. Now, you know and I know that people will understand that how do you survive if you've got a young family or even if you're single? How do you survive for 5 weeks without any income? We're a Christian charity. We're very much a faith-led charity. So everything we do is done in faith. We've taken massive steps of faith with this work and ministry, and we've seen massive miracles. We've got a mixture of Christian staff and non-Christian staff, atheists. We're all a mixed group, really, which is fabulous, you know. And the most important thing is, you know, if Jesus was here today, where would he be? And he'd be right out on that front line. He'd be right out making sure that people are fed. And I think that's the most important thing. They're supported, they're encouraged.
Mixed salads there. And then icebergs.
I'm positive still, because obviously with the support that is given, such as the food bank, it's given me the opportunity to not feel like I can't afford to feed myself or, you know, things like this, which is a massive importance to stay well and eat well. while you try and get your feet back on the ground and back into the land of working and trying to fit in and be accepted in that respect, I suppose. They're just remarkable people here. I mean, they've been a great support, not just for myself, but other people. They've always gone beyond and helped, and I think they just don't get enough credit at the food bank here.
Right there, you can probably condense that. It's got soups and mugshots and things in it, so condense that into the other one. Have we got any more onions out the back, do you know, or is that all we've got?